If you used airline lounges in pre-COVID days, you're right if you felt they were often way too crowded. And I expect as travel returns to normal, those lounges will start filling up again. Three companies that offer premium credit cards have more upscale options. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your Armworld Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. First came the clubs from American Express. There are 10 so-called Centurion clubs in U.S. airports, and their food offerings and decor are a definite cut above the average airline lounge. Pay $550 a year for an Amex Platinum card or a Delta Airlines SkyMiles Reserve card, and you're in. Capital One premium cardholders will soon have their own airline lounges, too. The first opens later this summer in the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, followed by one at Dulles Airport next year. An exercise room with stationary bicycles and a yoga room are promised. And JPMorgan Chase says now it will launch its Chase Sapphire Lounge by The Club. The first opens at Boston's Logan Airport next year. No details yet regarding any unusual amenities. Are these clubs worth it? If you fly frequently, probably, but you be the judge. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.